So Daruch would be that even if the Kupa Shel Tzedakah does not have enough to accommodate all the needs of the Tzaddikim and the Rishonim, so we are still mechuyev as long as the Rishonim also contribute to the communal fund. So we are mechuyev to use the communal fund for their support too, because of the Aruch of the Kishonim too, because we are Yehua Elba. I think that this explains the whole thing. All right. Now, the Chamayimir, the Yehiki Anshuri, the Reminu, Achamores, Vagamores, Oiveres, the Mokhlemoke, the Roma Biseich, or Utroimoen, the Utroimoen. Have in this Kile, the Mamayim Pola, so there's a Loch of Yanidachas. What's a Loch of Yanidachas? The thief may see him, Madir. So entice Jews, the inhabitants of the residents, the Jewish residents of a certain city, of a certain city in the Eretz Yisrael, to be in the Mishon. And then the Reiv Neoiya. The Reiv Neoiya are in the Mishon. So then, the whole year is to be considered as an Irandachas. So the Rishonim of the Irandachas, Rishonim means those who are in the Israel. That's the Rishonim. And Tzaddiki means those who are not in the Israel. It doesn't mean that he's a Tzaddik. Even if he's a Roshe, not a Bameis. But if he wasn't in the Israel, so he's called Tzaddiki. So the Loch is that all like this, Yochim, if he's in the Israel, Masroyim, Kabbalah, Sasroyim, Behidim, so he's missing skill. But if the Rishonim were in the Israel, so then the Mise, he is silent. The Nisi Isai, and the Shlal has to be burned. The Shlal of the city has to be burned. Even the Shlal of the Tzaddikim. But the Tzaddikim, those who didn't, who are not in the Rizore, they has to show and cannot be executed. Only the Rishonim, who are in the Rizore, they are executed. So the Aloha is that all the Shlal property, of the residents of the city, even the Tzaddik, has to be destroyed. So suppose there were certain tourists in the city, and while they were visiting a certain city, so the Reb Yehiel or Reb Yisrael, so how about, and they also in Reb Yisrael, but so they themselves or Reb Yisrael, even if they didn't stay there 30 days, so they are chayav skillet, not chayav, but from him polat, because they are not, it's not the shlal of the bnei yiran edachas. V'in nishtav shom shli shiyei, so harim misayev, from him polat. So we see that one is considered a resident of the city, a resident of the city, even if he lived there just 30 days, less than 12 months. And here we say, Kamo Yibir, the Ikan Shulia, Yitzhak Chedesh. So the Gemara says, Loikash, Holy Vneibote, Holy Yisurimote. In other words, a better year he becomes only if he lived there for 12 months. A resident of the city, he becomes if he lived there for 30 days. In other words, a resident, a yeshiva for a year, is a resident. So 30 days is considered already a resident. And we see the same shia in the Gatun Mizuzah. So in other words, if someone lives in the house for 30 days, even though he expects after 30 days to move out of the house, so he could have Mizuzah. So we see the 30 days residence gives him the shem of a resident. Masha'in came to be a real teacher. Yudveis Chedesh gives him a status, I suppose, that the approximate counterpart of a teacher is a citizen, in other words. In order to be mechuyev, in all the obligations of the city, in all the burdens of the city, so he has to be more than a resident. So only if he lived in the city for 12 months, then he's like a citizen. So he's a teacher. Holy Neymar, it's a memory. Holy Suleiman. So he should put here in Tisha in the city 30 days. But to be considered a memory, like a citizen, only 12 months. Kitan, Amud Rabbanan Shri, because he's not a shop for the Sahidish, he's not a Nisman. So, if he lived there 12 months, he's considered the Anshir. Poches Mikar, Mutia. But if he said, Yeshri, a resident, Kochen Shtaish, and Swish Yeva, so Nisman, Poches Mikar, Mutia, Nisman, who hold you a Nibino in this Kadesh. Is it so? That for all the burdens in the city, only if you live there 12 months, but Tanya Shlish, you need to come. Shlish of Doshim Mikupe, Shish of Iksus, Tish of Mikure, Shlish of Doshim Pasir, the Ramases Pasir. The literal meaning of Pasir means railings. In Mother and Hebrew, Pasir means the railings, like a train, rails, that's all. But in the Gemara, the Ramases Pasir, Pasir means any measure of defense. So Shlish of Doshim Pasir. For all the measures of defense, only those who live in the city for 12 months are required to participate in all the passing year, all the measures of defense. Omar Rabasa. So we see that only passing year for measures of defense is Shlimos Achilesh. But other things, so let's say Kamkesh Leshiye, Rikupesh Leshadoshim, Riksus, Shisho Hadoshim, Rikure, Tisho. In other words, when do we require that you should have the shem of the very year, seriously, only for measures of defense? So anything, any measure that is necessary for defense of the city, so everyone has to participate. Even the same in Ktani. He asked about the mitzvah, but this is not based upon the mitzvahs. This is based upon the common benefit principle. So it's for the benefit of the Yisraelim as well. So the Meila, they also have to participate in the measures of defense. And the Rabbanu Lei, the Rabbanu Yitzchak HaTerusa, because if everyone had deported himself like the Talmud Chachamim, like the Rabbanu, there wouldn't be any need for a fortress. The only reason is why there is a need for all kinds of measures of defense is because, unfortunately, people do not deport themselves the way Talmud Chachamim deport themselves. Rabbanu Yitzchak HaTerusa, Omer Rav Poppe, Mishur Eru Pashoi, Eru Tarzi, Leapio Miyasle, Mishur Eru Tikra Chaymo, Leparshe Paro Sheilich, so if you hear, Leshem Reim, Leilei Lama Yitzricho, Leitarzi Leishe Nechuzayim, so if you hear, Leishe Vizitz Lasha, so it's for the common benefit of everybody, for the same Jew, so in Trey Lei, they also have to participate. Abu Rabbonon, we Yitzricha Nechuzayim, Kron Yimilze, Rabbi, Romans, look, I asked the name of my own. Oh, Rabbi, what on the Rashmoy Rabbi Ude? In Pace, King's look, I say, I feel with Pidian Shroying. I feel with Pidian Shroying. I'm away. I know, Lakshi Pune Koabin. Ano vachshivune koabit me. Ifre humes, ime di shvomauke, shod vahani ke didin vare kamer rabesi, om vare lehem vare mitzvarab. Ifre humes, the mother of the king in Persia, shvomauke, so she sent an army to give her a sum of money to Rabesev, and she said that she is giving it for a mitzvarab. Yosef Rabesev, ikomayim bo, my mitzvarab. In Peskin's book, I say, so he said, that means that's the most sublime mitzvah. Shmamino, the Pidin Shui Mitzarabi, Omale, Dixi, the Hoyo King Willach, Ononiti, Mamadalem, Kilomar, Shema, Shalom, Slomus, Ashalamoves, Lamoves, Vashalachem, Vachem, Vashalom, Vashalashem, Vashem, Vomakhikam, Vakosi, Zekoshmahabe. So, whatever is mentioned later is more serious. So, first thing that is mentioned is Moves, and the second thing that is mentioned is Chere. And the third thing that is mentioned is Rob. And the fourth thing that is mentioned is Shem. So he says, Amukha Posi say Koshukhabe, Khadav Koshin Mobis. You boy you see Kho, you boy you see Misrore. You boy you see Misrore, high communion bomb, high boy communion bomb. High communion bomb. Of course, you boy you see Kho, you come in at the Shema Mosul Hasino. Rov Koshin Khadav. You boy you see Misrore, high communion style, high communion style. You boy you see Mekho, take him home, how the Heron, how the Rov. Shem Koshin Kulon, the Kulin style. The Kulin style. Alright, now. And this Gemara, so there is a Rashi, but in order to go over the tenses, so you have to go over the Rashi and the Gemara that starts at the end of the Pyut on the base. The Pyut on the base, the third line from the end of the Gemara. If the woman, in the Mishnah, now it was the same woman, if the woman, the mother of Shomalki, of the king of Persia, so Gemara says that you don't face after the two dots, the bottom of the house, if the woman, in the Mishnah, showed her album in the middle of the coming of Amen, the word came in. And she wasn't recovered. He wasn't recovered. Shadrinu kame de robe recovered Mishum Shemalos. In order that the Malach shouldn't have a resentment against Jews, so robe was recovered, this doke, from the mother of the king of Persia. Shoma Rabame ikbet. So Rabame was makbet. He disapproved of what robe did. Omale. Oma, Leslie, the Beishk Tzilo de Shabalo, no she boys, me either is oiso. So, in other words, so it's a posik in Mishai. In other words, when the harvest withers, so even women can destroy the whole thing. In other words, because stroke is a big schus. Now, if, let's say, if the Malchus is, if the Malchus is a Malchus Rishon, so then, it is destined to come to an end. But if it will do Zdoke, then it might not come to an end. Let's say, Khomeini, he is now the ruler of Persia now. So if he would give Zdoke, so maybe that's the reason. That's the reason as to why he is able to last out. Because some people say that he was good to the Jews. I mean, I am skeptical about it, but I can't understand how such a wicked person, I mean the Shah, not Khomeini, I mean the Shah himself was also in the Koshe, the Shah. Shah Khomeini, I mean the whole Shah. But people say that the Shah was good to the Jews. It might be true, I don't know whether it is so true. But, so maybe, and some say that Khomeini himself is not better than the Jews. Khomeini himself is not better than the Jews. Well, I mean, he doesn't... right now, so all this wickedness is directed against the United States, not against the Jews. So it might be that the reason as why Khomeini is able to last out is because he was good to the Jews. That might be. And that was probably the reason as why the Shah is able to last out and to escape. Because he was good to the Jews. So Mele, so Rome disapproved of Ravame accepting this doke. From the mother of Rumes, and from the mother of Shlomalki, from Rumes, the mother of Shlomalki, because Stoke is a big schus, and many Malchus Rishoas, and Malchus Rishor, so he is able to last for a long time because of certain schusim. So, by Jews refusing to accept Stoke from Malchus Rishor, so we are preventing the perpetuation of the Malchus Rishon. So the Beish Ksivot Shavano, when the harvest withers, starts to wither, then you can destroy the whole crop in a moment. One does not have to be strong. No Shin Biris, no Shin Boyis Miris. So, in other words, so Ravame felt that Rove did Shalei Kedin in accepting the Tzedakah from the mother of the Persian king.
So,
why did Rabbi accept it? Mishlosh Malchus. So, what did Rabbi refuse? So, why did Rabbi disapprove of what Rabbi did? I mean, isn't Rabbi made it? That Mishlosh Malchus we can accept? So the Gemara says, the boy because he should have distributed that stoke that the mother of the Persian king gave, he should have distributed it to the pagan pool, not to the Jewish pool. So then the schus wouldn't be so big. Because any day they're supporting the pagan pool to supporting the Jewish pool. So anyway, the reason is why Rabbi was Makri is because he was mechazik the Malchus of Persia on account of the fact that he enabled, he was mizaki, the mother of Shmuel Malkin with such a source of supporting Ali Israel. Or Rabbi Name Lamie Yichobi Yavin. So why was Rabbi Makri? He wasn't told that Rabbi gave it away to the Ani Yaakov. So Rabbi thought that Rabbi gave it away to Ani Yisrael. That's why he disapproved. Oh, so the Rashi says, "Loisiyu kamei." The Rabbi Ani Yaakov chovim cholakom. V'hanoch. The Amoron Niu nishad Rabbi Yifre Humes v'mitzvahavo. So we see that the mother of the Persian king, so she had a lot of goodness in her. I mean, she gave a lot of tzedakah, but by accepting her tzedakah, after all, she didn't give tzedakah as a yochid. The mother of whom is might have been, as a matter of fact, there is a Rashi that chofin in it, that the mother of Shmuel Malkeh was a good woman. She was a good woman, but she didn't give from her own pocket. She gave it because she was a kohen malchus. She was the mother of the king. So in Mele, whatever she gave was given from the Malchus. And since the Malchus was a Malchus Rishon, so in Mele we're not allowed to accept it except for Shmuel Malchus, in order to prevent ill will from the Malchus. Otherwise, we're not allowed to accept it because we'll be mizake the Malchus with the big mitzvah, and because of that, it will be able to rest out for a longer time than it otherwise would have rested out. So he says, the Hano da Boni or the Shadow Nami Yifre Humes, the Mitzvah Abu Shemalchus, Nami Kamu. So over there too, he was becoming Kamu Shemalchus. So why didn't he use that money for the Pidyan Shui Movaku of pagans? They were pagan captives too. So he says, Shemalchus, Nami Kuriyevshu Lechalkladi Yifkihobi. The also really does have this, but for the time of coming, I will be voice and shout his lami, any name is das, the Yunami Yade, she is so you give me found his name to coming. Can I move him seven feet? We found his name to coming and he is so you that is on. So, Rashi says, Rashi made the question, here, so Obe and Rabame did not use it for Ani Yisrael, in order not to be Zaki, the Malchus, with such a schus of tzedakah that will prolong their malchus. So how is it? So instead, he reduced the schar, the schus, the minimum, by giving it to Ani Yaakov, and he didn't give it to Ani Yisrael. So how is it that here Rabbi Yisrael didn't give it away to Pidyan Shvui Yaakov? To Pidyan Shvui Yaakov? So he says no. Here he couldn't. Because he said with Mitzvah Rabo. So what did he mean by Mitzvah Rabo? He meant Pidyan Shvuim. And the mother of Shmuel Malkeh, she meant Shvuim Yisrael. Not Shvuim Yaakov. She meant Shvuim Yisrael. So the Mele, if he would give it away to Shvuim Yaakov, he would violate the wish of the mother of the king. So that's clear as dust. That is also. That is also. So the Mele had no brain except to use it and Pidyan Shvuim Yisrael. Mashiach came over there, so it is the general practice of Israel to support the pagan poor, so Mele, And the mother of the king of Persia, she knew that it was the general practice of the Israel to support the pagan poor. So maybe it wouldn't have involved an Israel here with us. This is what Rashi says. Alright, now let's see the truth. The captives, pagan captives. So we see from this thesis, the second washing thesis is like Rashi. But he says, over there, so they were not even under the Das Abriyas. Because the mother of Shlomalkin knew very well that Jews in Bavel are constantly involved in supporting the pagan poor. So anyway, when she said she's giving it to Zdokov, so she didn't mean that gift of Zdokov and Israel. Any Zdokov, Zdokov and Israel, Zdokov and Yaakov, Mashenkei, Shvuyin, so that's not something that is done constantly. If it would be a situation when we have to ransom Shvui Israel, but together with the Shvui Israel, they are Shvui Akum, so then of course we are Mechuyev to be paid in Akum too. But support of Anin, this is something that takes place every day. So Mele, the mother of Shvomalke knew very well the Jews are constantly engaged in supporting paying people. So when she said she wants that to be applied to the support of the poor, she didn't mean that to the Jewish poor. Any poor, Jews or pagan poor, so mainly it didn't involve any of these Mashain can be in Shui. If there is such a situation where they are Shui in Israel together with Shui Atom, so of course we are Mechuyev to be paid the Shui Atom together with Shui Israel. But this is not something that happens every day. So mainly when the mother of the Shvu Malke so told Rabbi Yisef that she wants that to be used and be in Shui Mamitzvah Rabbo, so mainly if he had used it and pidyon Shvui Akum, it would have involved a nisar of Knevus Das and also meaning Daiti Shvui Akum. Now, so Teisa says that the Yidu Nami Yadeh she Yisroel, so the Yidu Abafu, so he says So the Taye is an Arab peddler. That's a Taye. So a pagan Arab peddler. So he was native. He can live with to his successes. So the Amorim accepted it. So after God, the also no Yishlim Malchus. So even though there was no Yishlim Malchus over there, because here it was sent by the mother of the king. But over there it was a Taye, a peddler. So there was no pagan peddler. So there was no Shlom Malchus, so why they accepted? Also time you should have it recalled. The Amilon Ishish and Abis Nochim should lead to the Dogim and the Dogis Kisom. So this is what it is. That Zdokim for Ali, we are not allowed to be Mikachul from Nahal. But Zdok, why? Because of the Beish Kisirot Ishabal. And what's blocking for this Knesset, we are allowed to be Kabbalah family day, family mitchot. Why? Because there is a Xeras Akosul, Ishish, the Rabbis Nochem, Shenetrim, Nidom, Nidomeski Israel. So if an Akum brings the Korban, we have to be Makhil in the Misamikosh. So what does it do with the Misamikosh? Let's say, Alochim Korban. But Misamikosh, that's Doket, that's not Hekdesh. So Tetzves equates Doket to Misamikosh with the Korban. If Doket to Misamikosh is to be equated with Korban, why shouldn't Doket to Amin be equated with Korban? Why that Dafke Doket to Misamikosh? On the contrary, I mean, one could give a reason as to why Zdoke for Amim should be accepted, but Zdoke for Bisaknes is not. I mean, but to say that Zdoke for Bisaknes is we are allowed to accept, and Zdoke for Amim we are not allowed to accept. Why? What's the difference? The reason is why you're not allowed to accept from Nakur Zdoke for Amim. It's because of the Beish Tzirot Shabbat. So what does it mean, Beish Tzirot Shabbat? Tzirot Shabbat means that Zdoke is such a big schus that even the Akum is a big rosh. But if he gives Zdoke, so that, because of the schus of Zdoke, so he might rest out and he might prosper. He might prosper. So what is wrong if he will prosper? So he prosper. The answer is, I mean, the obvious reason is, I mean, that's the pshat din. Why is it osir to accept from an Eved Chov Zdoke? Because the Beish Ksirot Shabbat. So that means that the acceptance of Zdoke is a chanino, is a chesed to the Akum, because he'll be able to prosper as a result of the Zdoke. Because Zdoke is a mitzvah shemat schor v'tzibur. So, because the Torah says, does anyone have a chumash? Dvorim, no? B'vav ha-dubar hazeh yumarech b'cha v'shem olekech. So it's mitzvah schor v'tzibur. That's why Tetzve says that it's mitzvah schor v'tzibur and there shouldn't be any kviyeh. Ki b'vav ha-dubar hazeh yumarech b'cha v'shem olekech. In rei. So the mele, if we accept Zdoke from an Akum, so that means we help the Akum to become blessed with prosperity. So it comes within the love of Yisichoni. We are not allowed to be chayim in a rosh. In the same way as we are not allowed, the Gemara says, we are not allowed to give an itzitive to an Akum a rosh, or to an Eved a rosh, call it one rosh, call it another rosh, an Eved a rosh, we are allowed to give an itzitive. Why? Because of the love of Yisichoni. Not to give chine, not to give grace. So by accepting the tzedakah, by accepting the tzedakah of family chovim, so we are mizake da'akum deroshe. So maybe so then you'll be blessed because it's part of chovim tzedakah. So maybe it's also. That's the reason. So the question is, why do states distinguish between Zdoke for her successes and Zdoke to Amin? So it seems like this. Now, there is no shayla that it's muter to be Mizaki and Akum Roshe with the Kiyum HaMitzvah. There is no shayla. As a matter of fact, when we learned the Sugi of Vodis, so we pointed out that the Rashbam, the Rabbeinu Gershon, so he explains that the Gemara has the Kashi. So there are two pshat in Shana Abichayim Mitzvahs. The Ramas Shit is Shana Abichayim Mitzvahs, the Yisrael of giving an initiative. it was chesed, to be given chesed. But an Eved Osho, since he has mitzvahs geulos, so not full geulos, so even though he's a Osho Bamo, and Gordes was certainly a Osho Bamo, so when the mitzvah is of giving you chanan, of being given chesed, that's the way the Ramah explains. But Rav Nigashi explained it different way. He said, since Shana Av Nechayu Mitzvahs, so the Mele, the Eved is also the Chuyev in the Mitzvah of being in Sanhedrin. So the Mele, since it's a Mitzvah, it constitutes a Mitzvah, so there is no Mitzvah of being Mizake, an Akum Yivre Roshe, or an Eved Roshe, with the Kima Mitzvah, because it's a Mitzvah. There is, first of all, Lidabi Eved, so there's mitzvah of Tichoche also. So the Mele will have Mechuyev to be Mizakim with the Kima Mitzvah, even though it's a Rosh. And if somebody is a Rosh, so we're not allowed to be Mizakim with Kima Mitzvahs. So this is how Rav Nigash explains it. So the Mele, the Chanine. So in other words, but there is a lack of Lezichonim. The answer is, Lezichonim does not only implies that we are not allowed to bestow upon him a material chesed, but a spiritual chesed, let's say, that will result from a kima mitzvah, that does not come within the love of Lizichon. When the Torah says Lizichon in Lizitno and Hanino, it implies material chesed, like in Akraschino, material chesed, but not or to praise an Eved Chovim, to say Kamnoe Akumze, but not a spiritual chesed. To be Mizake and Naku, a Roshe, with the Rabhabe, does not come within the love of Mizakon. Within the love of Mizakon. This is the Pshat in Rabbi Gash, as he explains, Shana Abde Chayim Mitzvah. Alright, so in Mele, Tetzah Shiki is, now, how are we allowed to be Mikabeli Kom from Naku at all? Tikima Mitzvah. Also, you'll say, there is a special Zazakosu. Ishi Shlechav Yisrochem Shalimtrim Yidorim Yidorim Yisrael. So what does it mean? That this is a special Heter, and this is for me. It's a Kima Mitzvah. The answer is, so what is the Kima Mitzvah? So we'll get Schar for it. But the Schar that we'll get is primarily not Schar Be'yom Hazeh. It's not a material reward. So the Mele, that does not come within the law of Lizichon. So, Teisa Shiti is, the same thing is true of accepting Zdokhe for a Mizaklesis. So, it's a mitzvah. If an Akum gives Zdokhe to Mizaklesis, it's a kind of mitzvah. But, the Scha is primarily not Scha Ve'om Hazeh, it's not the material Scha Ve'om Hazeh, because Scha Mitzvah Ba'ayah Omeleke. So, the Mele, since Scha Mitzvah Ba'ayah Omeleke, that means that primarily the Scha for mitzvahs is Leom Ado, is not Leom Hazeh. So Leom Hazeh, so we find the phenomenon that is it's Tzadik Virale and Rosh Hashanah. So because Schar Mitzvah Ba'ayah Umelech. So Mele does not come being Mizake, a Naku, a Rosh, with the Schar of the Mitzvah, which is primarily not Leom Hazeh, does not come within the love of his Chana. The love of his holy moment implies we should not extend grace to an Akum, a Rosh. But Schar of Mitzvahs, that is primarily Be'elom Abo, not Be'elom Hazeh, so that does not come within the love of Israel. Vashayimke, Zdoke to Ani, so because of the Aloch of Matis Horvitz, Bidwal Hazeh, Bidwal Rechachad, Shemal Kecho, even though that is mentioned in connection with Jews, but the same thing is true of an Akum too. So in other words, there is a Tohev from the Rebbein Shalom, that one who gives Dokhe La'anim is rewarded by Mazeh, and rewarded by Mazeh in material things. That's what it means, Matz Chorvitzim. By Mazeh is material things. So since Zdoke is Matz Chorvitzim, and there is a Tohev from the Rebbein Shalom, that anyone who gives Dokhe La'anim is rewarded, as a matter of fact, I mean, there is a halacha, there is a law of Luis Nasus and Shemal Kecha. So in other words, if one, let's say, will say, I'll daven every day, but I'll see whether I'm rewarded or not. So he's either allowed the ice. But if somebody would say, I'll start giving zakat and I'll see whether I'm rewarded or not, he's not even allowed. It's a special effort. The Pasuk Malacha in October of Shabbos HaKodesh. So in other words, why? Because Stokel Ani is Matzchol B'tzido, and there is a Tocha from the Rebbe Yisholim. And that there will be Schar Be'er Bazeh for Stokel Ani. So Mele, when you accept, so if you accept it, call me from an Akum Yoshe, even though you are Mizakehim with his Schar, but that Schar is not primarily reserved for Yom HaZeh. It's primarily reserved for Labor. Sometimes there is a schar for other mitzvahs also for Yom HaZeh. I mean, we don't know, I mean, the clothing, but primarily the schar for mitzvahs in general is for Yom HaZeh, not for Yom HaZeh. But Stok is an exception. Stok is because it's for Yisrael Betzido. So the name is Stok Lani, not Stok to Misaknesses, not Stok to Belek Abayis, not Hebrish. So, a call we are allowed to make a with Father Nakum. Even though he's a little Chobim and he's a Zaymitz and he's a Roshigomo. So we are still allowed to make a with. Even though we are Zakim, because for every mitzvah that a human being does, a Yisroel and Nakum, there is Chal. For every act that a human being does, the biggest portion, there is Chal. The Rebbe Yisholom punishes for every Aveira and the Rebbe Yisholom rewards for every mitzvah. But the mitzvah, Kom or Stokel Misaknesses, so that Schar is not Be'yom HaZeh, it's not, there is no Avtochen for the Stokel for Misaknesses that will be rewarded Be'yom HaZeh. So the Melech being Mizakehim with the Schar that is due for the Mitzvah of Stokel Misaknesses does not come within the Av of the Sechonim, because the Sechonim only implies an Iser against material Chanimah. Mashainkin Stokel Anim. Zdokalani, so that comes within the love of wisdom. So in other words, Yivish Ksivot Yishabarno only tells us, first of all, in Bobi Rashi Lechad Yishdom. So, the Yivish Ksivot Yishabarno is a Pesach in Yishayim. It's a Pesach in Yishayim. It's not a Pesach in the Torah. But, and then, the Pesach in Yishayim doesn't say it's Yosef. The Pesach in Yishayim says that when the Nakum Eroshim, he is so wicked that he started to wither, so then any little thing that can break you. And if we are becoming Tzloke from an Akum Moshe, so maybe we are extending his defeat. So we are given to him that he should be prosperous for a longer time, so that some maybe it comes within the life of his economy. In regard to an Akum Rosh, Mashiach came to be Mikabel, Stoke for Bezakneses, so then there is no Haftoche that will be a material reward Be'om HaZeh. So the Mele, but the Schar that is not Be'om HaZeh, that does not come within the love of Israel. That is probably the Pshat in Jesus. Now, let's see how the Rambam mentions these elements. Now, The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Ichri Dovarachet Bifahesi apostolates. So Rashi, what does it mean Ichri Dovarachet Bifahesi? That means one who is Mikabel Tzdokev from Akum Bifahesi. One who is Mikabel Tzdokev from Akum Bifahesi. So it's an Isra of Chil Hashem. The Rambam says that his apostolate is in the Rabbanon because he's a bosom. Like someone who is Ichri Bishu, who is past Bishu. In other words, one who deports himself in a very undignified way, that he eats pas bread in the street. So he's a bozo. And the bozo is posleides now. Rashi says that Ichud Yavarach is posleides because of Chil Hashem. Because when you accept Tzdoke, when you accept Tzdoke from Ipik Chobin Bifahesye, then it's a Chil Hashem, because then the Chovim will say, the Jews themselves, they cannot support their own rule, and they have to resort to the support that is given by the goodwill of the Akum, the Chovim. Rambam says in Pirkei Avot, Halacha Halacha Yud, B'nei Achsherot Shel Ha'aseis Mitzvah Mishon Mitzvah Sateo, Kidu Ikabel Tzchah, Ein Meini Neisei La'aseis Oki Uchoso, V'imei V'yeo Mikabel Mimeno, Nosan Tzdoko Mikabel Mimeno, V'yirali Shemeis Neisol Aliye Yisrael. So he talks here of the B'nei Ach. When the Rambam talks of B'nei Ach, it's not in contrast to Akum. Akum doesn't mean good. Akum means a pagan, but it doesn't make any difference of the name. Whether he's a pagan because he worships idols, or he's a pagan because he's able to, the other side is in the Neach. Now, Khomeini is not the idol worshiper. I mean, the Rambam himself says that the Muslims are Mamini Bakum Boku, Emunas Yichu Jamie Davis, and he's a Muslim, so he's mining Bakum Boku, Emunas Yichu Jamie Davis. But he's a pagan anyway, because he's a Mitzayach, he's a Gazlan, he's a Ginef Nefesh, I mean. So, Akum means in Kichovim. But in Kichovim, whenever the Gemara mentions in Kichovim, it doesn't mean God. Today, there is confusion because of the censorship. So even the Gemaras that were published after the censorship control, so there is a lot of confusion, because many times, when the censor, whenever Nochri was mentioned, so he put it in Lichov. But sometimes when the term Akum is used, it means Akum, pagan. And sometimes when the term Akum is used, it doesn't mean Davke pagan. It means a goy. For example, when it says Ribis Akum Mutelis, it doesn't mean Davke Ribis Akum. It means Ribis goy is Mutel. Even Ribis of vegetation is Mutel. But when it says Avidas Akum Mutelis, it means Davke Ritchovi, the Rambam says. But if he's not a vegetation, so his Avidas Asur. Ribis of vegetation is Mutelis. So in the Gemara we'll find Ribis Akum is Mutelis and Rishay. That's because of the censorship. But it doesn't mean Davke Ribis Akum is Mutelis. Ribis goy is Mutel, even a vegetation. But Avidas Akum Mutelis means Davke Akum. So when the Rambam says B'neach, he means not a Levichov, not a pagan. One means not a Ibazai, it's B'neach, irritation. So he says, B'neach sherotzo la'asis, mitzvah mishol mitzvah satiro ke mikamu tzcha, emein neiso la'asis oke uchoso, v'imei v'eilo mikamu, nosan tzdoko mikamu, v'yiro mishenes neiso la'ni in Yisrael, hoyim v'unizim in Yisrael, u'mitvah aleim la'chese, aval akum shenosan tzdoko, mikamu mimenu v'neis neiso la'niyak. So that's Gemara. This Gemara, that you on the base of Chovet. Chovet was Mikabel, so he was Mikabel. So Akum Shenosan Zdoke, Mikabel Menu Vinei Sinei So Lani Akum. But we're not allowed to give it to Ani Yisrael. But if Yatesha gives Zdoke, so then we have to give it to Ani Yisrael. Why? Because we are Mephalis the Gedation. So the Mele, we are allowed to accept Zdoke from a Gedation. But a Yisrael is not allowed to accept Zdoke from an Akum. And if an Akum gives Zdoke, so then we have to give it Lania. That's in Ilchas Malach. Then, in Ilchas Matonis Anim, the Rambam also discusses these a lot. Oh, the Rambam in Perish Hesmuch Matan Halim Alot HaPes. Also in Yisroel it was Zdokom in Ha'akum Bifaresi. Vim in Yochi Lichriz Vizdoko Shom Yisroel. Vim in Yochi Litlo Min Ha'akum Bitzino Harei Zemud. So, you're not allowed for Yisroel to be Mikabil Zdoke from Min Ha'akum Bifaresi. But v'min yochel lichriz v'zdoko shal Yisrael v'min yochel nitro min ha'akom v'tzino harei ze mudu u'melech u'sar min ha'akom sheshol achmonin l'Yisrael l'zdoke en marzir v'nei sirei mishum shol malchus elo meitlin lein yimenu v'yinosein l'ani ha'akom v'sei seha kidei shel yish mahamad. So the Rambam mentions the halacha that the Rambam mentions the halacha that we are not allowed to be mikabel zdoke, to be mikabel zdoke from an akum only in connection with malchus, if a melech, because of the of our Gemara, the mother of Shmuel Malki. So now Tesis says to Kashi, how is it that the Gemara, that the Amoraim or Mikabel Tzloke from the pagan peddler who donated, he can elaborate on his address. So Tesis distinguishes between Tzloke of his address and Tzloke of Ani. But the Rambam apparently holds that the whole Nisar of Bivishk Siro Tisha Barno, the whole Nisar of Bivishk Siro Tisha Barno, of Bivishk Siro Tisha Barno, only applies to Malach, to Malach. But it doesn't apply to Nakamayot. Because he says, Uimelech, because when the Rambam mentions that it's also to be Mikabel, it's looking from Nakam, he only mentions Varesi. So for Hesed, there is an element of Hashem, but Bitzine, it's Mashma, it's Mutin. He says, also in Yisrael, it was Lokom and Akum for Hesed. So only for Hesed, it's also to be Nikol's Lokom. But Bitzine, it's not also. And then he says, Ul Melech, Ul Sar, Ul Akum, Shesholach Mon, Ul Yisrael, Ul Lokom, Ul Marzir, Ul Yisrael, Ul Shemshol Malchus, Ul Leitl, Ul Menom, Ul Yisrael, Ul Yisrael, Ul Yisrael, Ul Yisrael, Ul Yisrael, Ul So, to accept Zdokhe from Melech on Isar, that's also in Bitzino, from Nakum. But to accept Zdokhe from Nakum Yochi, so the Faresi, it's also, because that involves Ichim Hashem. But Bitzino, it's not also. Tesis is Chilik al Rama. According to Tesis, so it's also to be Mikabeh, Zdokhe from Nakum Yoshe, even Bitzino, even if it's not in Allah, because if Tesis had agreed with Rambam, so Tesis would be very kasher from the Gemara Neirach. Because there it wasn't from the Malchus, here it was from the Malchus, the mother of the king. But there it's not from the Malchus. So, but the Shiva Rambam means that the whole Nisa of Yivish Kitzino Tisha Barno applies only, so they are, applies only to a Malchus, if you remember. Why does the Rambam distinguish between a Malchus, a Melech, a Sar, and the Yochid and Akum? So, in the same way, it states it distinguishes between Zdokhi Tlamin and Zdokhi Misakneses. Why? Because just as we are allowed to be Mikabel Kol from an Evit Chovim, even if it's the biggest Rosh, so we are allowed to become a Kol, and Kol is a Kima Mitzvah, so we are Mizakihim with Ischar, the answer is, Mizakihim with Ischar, that is not the Ilom Hazeh, so it does not come within the love of this economy. But Zdokhi Tlamin, so there is Akhtoche, so there is Chavim Azeh, so we prosper as a result of this Zdokhi. So the middle it comes within the love of this Zdokhi. So the Rambam Shikhi is that even Zdokhi Tlamin, true that there is Machis Chor Mitzvah, but we say Schar Mitzvah Baya Omeleke, so the main Schar is reserved in the Rambam, not Meirom Azeh. With all, even with the mitzvahs, that Matzor Betino, so the main schar is Beom Abo, not Beom Azeh. Even the mitzvahs, that is Matzor Betino, so the main schar is Beom Abo, not Beom Azeh. So Mele, to be Mikabeo, Zdoke, Lanin, from the Akum, a Yochid, is not Osir. It doesn't prove in which Ksirot is Shabbat. And here it's what is called Bitzino. But the main Schar is not Beom Azeh. So the main Schar is not material Schar. So mainly it doesn't come within the love of Loisechon. Mashiach came to be Mikabel from the Malchus. So that means, so then the Schar will be for whom? If the Malchus gives Doke, if the Malchus of Ishaq gives Doke, to be Mikabel is Doke from the American government in Latosa. Because the American government, with all the faults, is the Malchus of Chesed, not the Malchus Rishon. But the Mikabel Zokia, let's say, from Khomeini, from the Iranian government, that would involve the love of Lezichoni. So, or from the Soviet government, the Mikabel Zokia, would come, because the Rambam says in Cheshuve, that just as there is a Shem Roshe and Yochid, there is a Shem Roshe and Tzivot too. And every nation is being judged as a collective. Not only every human being is being judged as a yochid, but every nation, every collective, is being judged as a tzibur, as a collective. So, there is a Chuvis HaRashba. The Rashbo says, the Gemara says, by and still we find in the Torah, the Torah doesn't even spell out Schal Mitzvah's Bilamo. We know that the Kabbalah, but the Torah doesn't spell out Schal Mitzvah's Bilamo. The Torah, Roya, Shomeya, so the Torah spells out Schal Mitzvah's, the Techache, the Broches, and the Kloves. So it's all Bilamazeh, not Bilamo. And the Gemara says, Schal Mitzvah's by Almeleke, so the Jewish Rashbo says as follows. As far there is schar ve'inish for the tzibur, and there is schar ve'inish for the yochid. As far as schar ve'inish for the yochid is concerned, so the ikar schar is b'lomako. Even the mitzvah shemak uschor b'tzibur, so the ikar schar is not b'lomazeh, is b'lomako for the yochid. But as far as the tzibur is concerned, there is no schar ve'inish b'lomako for the tzibur. The tzibur is not rewarded and is not punished b'lomako. The tzibur is punished and rewarded b'lomazeh exclusively. So in many ways, the Shittas Rambam means that the Yiseah of the Vesh Tzivot Tishabam, so why is it Oseah? Because by being recovered, it's broken from Melech, from Yisah, so we are extending the Malchus. We are extending the Malchus without that Tzchus, so the Malchus would wither away the Malchus. And because of that Tzchus, it might press out for a longer period. So mainly it comes within the love of the Tzchonim. We're not allowed to give Chmine to an individual Akhmer Roshe, Alas Kamer Rechamo, to give Chmine, give grace to an organized Rishoim, to a Malchus Rishoim. So certainly we're not allowed. Mashiach came to the Mikabe, Zdoke, from an Akhmer Roshe, Yochid. Bitzine is not for sale. Bifares it's also because it involves Chil Hashem, but Bitzine it's not Osea. Why is it also Bitzine? Because truly I'm Zakeh with Schar, and for Zokeh there is Schar Belomazeh, but the Ika Schar is Belomazeh, so Mele it doesn't come within the level of the Schar. And Teitzeshiti is that even though the Ika Schar, even for Zokeh is Belomazeh, not Belomazeh, but since there is Aftoche, it's by Zohar Bitzine, that for Zokeh for Ali, there is a material schar. So the melee to accept Stoke from an Akum and Roshe comes within the law of Lysenko.
Okay. Even when the Melech gives individually, like the case of that field base, the Malchus individually gets represented by the whole Malchus?
The scientist, the whole Malchus, she didn't send me as a